Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So in a few weeks, I'm going to Vegas to do a keynote in front of 400 people about how to tell a great story and be the best version of yourself. Hmm. And after the whole summer of playing Irma, I actually have to rehearse how to be Pam Sherman. Oh, I'm wondering funny. If I know how to play her anymore. But, you know, that's the whole premise of the book I've been writing since I've met you. How many years ago? 13 years ago. My working title is Play You, the Role of a Lifetime. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's a great, boy, that is a seller right there, hon. I'm telling you.
Well, just the title itself, I love. Needs to be actual words on the page to, you know, can't just have an empty cover. But the idea is, when you got to get ready for a big presentation or a meeting, nobody ever takes the time to rehearse, not the words and the content. We all do that, right? Because everybody is nervous about, I got to get every word right.
Right.
And they forget that they have to rehearse who they are, mm-hmm. how they want to show up, what's the feeling they want from the audience, from being in their presence. And there are techniques and things you can do. You can imagine yourself doing it. So I'm actually doing all this work that I tell my clients to do because I think I'm actually a little nervous to play myself.
You get up in front of a zillion people all the time, don't you?
Like 2 weeks ago. But, you know, this is, I'm actually trying to, you know, watch it. It's like a scientist doing an experiment. Is there a step-by-step way of doing this? Questions you need to ask yourself, like, what's important to me here? What's the most important feeling I want the audience to have? And then actually thinking about how do I structure, it's not about the content, but what's the story I want to tell them so that they'll feel something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are things you can do to rehearse being yourself and make sure that every time you get on stage for that audience, you're actually playing, you'll get a standing ovation, which they did. They did a lot when I did Irma, if they could actually stand. It was, you know, a tight theater.
That's the only reason they didn't stand.
That's it.
Warm 101.3.
For more Pam Sherman, click on the Suburban Outlaw link now at warm1013.com.
Warm1013.com.